In Philippians 4:10, Paul says, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me." They sent him a gift, and he was ecstatic, and so he wrote them and told them how happy he was about it. We hear a lot about how love must be sacrificial. You give up what you prefer for someone else's benefit. That's something love does, but not every act of love is like that. Today, Paul shows us how sometimes the most loving thing you can do is to enjoy a gift.
Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
Another thing we can learn here from Paul's example is the right way to receive a gift. There are some people that have a hard time receiving a gift because they're like, I don't want to be a charity case, which is ridiculous because you're a charity case every time you breathe some of God's air. So everybody's a charity case. But if you tell them that, they'll say, no, I don't mind being a charity case with God. I don't mind charity from God. I just don't want charity from people. And if you think that way, then your focus is way too much on the human instrument than it is on the one who's behind that, which is God. Remember, one of the first principles he saw was Paul saw this gift as a gesture from whom? From God. I rejoice in the Lord that you sent this gift. So when God wants to give you a gift, even if it's through another person, it's never a good thing to hold any of God's gifts at arm's length. If someone wants to give you a gift, it's unloving to refuse it. The most loving thing you can do is be happy about it. Right? Just be happy. People struggle so much with how to receive a gift. Just be happy about it. Same thing with compliments. It's a good thing to teach your kids. You don't know how to receive a compliment? Just be happy about the compliment. Smile. The most loving thing you can do when you get a compliment is let it make your day, because that'll make that person's day. That's why they're giving you the compliment or the gift. They want to make your day. So they want to make you happy, so give them what they want. Right? Give them what they want. Be happy about the gift, which is exactly what Paul does here. They give this gift because they want to show love to Paul, and his response is to say, I'm so happy, greatly rejoicing because of this gift. That gift made me greatly rejoice in the Lord. He lets himself enjoy it, and then he tells them that.
This might be the shortest podcast I've ever done, but I just wanted this principle to be by itself so that it doesn't get overlooked. When someone wants to make you happy, give them what they want. Be happy. Smile big. Enjoy their love and their gifts or their kind words. Derive as much enjoyment from their love as you possibly can and make it clear to them how much you're enjoying it. That's how you can show love to them. Of all the ways to show kindness to people, what would be more delightful than this one? When someone wants to make you happy, to just simply give them what they want. And guess who one of those people is? God. How many gifts and blessings has God given you? Just today. Can there be any possible doubt that God wants to make you happy? As often as you can today, give God what he wants. Take delight in his gifts and his love for you.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of Philippians, 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.